So the second parak deals with the din of Ari Miklat, that if someone kills by accident, he has to go to one of the six cities, which is really 48 cities, because you can go to the 42 Ari Alavim also. So there were three neighbor Ayarden, three in Eretz Yisrael, and 46 Ari Alavim that you have to go to if someone kills B'Shegig, the murderer goes there for killing B'Shegig. Zakta Mishnah Eloi Nagoylan, following people go to Golos. Ha'hirig Nefesh B'Shkaga, someone who kills by accident, B'Shegig. So Hayamagil b'magila, he was rolling a roller, meaning the way they used to have their roofs was they would tar it with roof, and if a hole came in it, so you would retar it. So the magila was the rolling stone that you would roll over the tar to smooth it out. So he was lowering down this roller, going from up to the lower part of the roof. V'nafla alav, and it fell, and it killed the person walking underneath. Tayimashal shel b'chavis, or he was lowering a barrel from a roof with a rope, and the rope slipped out of his hands. Vinafla olav harakta, and it fell on a person underneath it and it killed him. Hayaru yared besulam, he was climbing down a ladder. Vinafal olav haragay, and they fell on a person and killed him. Hareza goyla, all these places, the killer, all these cases go to Gauls because it was a downward motion. The Gemara learns out of a pasuk that the hariga has to be derech nefila, has to be on a downward motion. The Mishnah says, avalam hayamayshich b'magila, but let's say he was drawing up the rolling pin, he was bringing it towards him up the roof. V'nafal olav harakta, and it fell and it killed someone. Hayadoyla b'chavis, he was drawing up a barrel. V'nifsak achevel v'nafla, and it slipped out of his hands. V'nafla olav harakta, and the barrel fell on him and it killed him. Hayadoyla b'sulim, he was going up a ladder. V'nafal olav harakta, and it fell on someone and killed him. Areza ina goyla. This is a case of derech aliyah, which does not go to galus. And now the Mishnah gives us the rule. Zaklal kol shabderech yiridasai goyla. Anything that's going in a downward motion, that is Gaila. If it's not Bederach Yerida, it's not going downward, it's going upward, so you do not go to Gauls. Now the Mishnah brings another Machlekes. Nishbat Habarz al Bikita. So you have an axe, the axe has a handle and a metal part. So let's say the metal part of the axe, the blade, slips off its handle and flies. Nishbat Habarz al Bikita, Viharik, and it killed someone. Rabbi Yomer Eina Gaila, Rabbi says he does not go to Gauls. And this is learned out of Psukim. V'nashala barzal mi eitzai. So it's machlekes Rabbi in the Chachamim. What this means. Rabbi learns this doesn't mean the metal of the axe flew out. In that case, you won't go to Golos. Chacham learned that is the case in the Torah where you go to Golos. Now, let's say min eitzai misbakei, a chopping wood, and a piece of wood from the tree flies off and kills someone. So Rabbi Aimer Gaila. Rabbi learns this is the case of the Torah that you go to Golos. Rabbi holds this is not the case. The case is where the actual iron flew off the axe and hit someone, not where the wood from the tree hit someone. So the Chum hold that you don't go to Golos. Mishnah Beis. Hazayrik Evan Rishus Rabim Vaharag. Let's say someone throws a stone into a Rishus Rabim, a part of Rishus Rabim that's not really used by day. So therefore it's not a Pshia. So you threw it there. Vaharag going to kill someone. Areza Gaila. In this case, you're not considered extremely negligent. On the other hand, since the area is not really used, so you consider the shagig and you go to Golos. Rabbi Lezben Yaakov Aymar, Im kshayatza ha'even miyaday, hoitzi alaz esreisha v'kibla. Let's say you threw the stone, and while it's in the air, someone sticks his head out and gets the stone in his head. So, in this case, hareza pater, it's considered pater because it's not completely done by him. Meaning he didn't do the whole thing. The other guy stuck his head out, so therefore he does not go to Golos. Zarkas ha'evan l'chatzeiroi v'harag. Let's say he threw an evan into his own property and it killed someone. So m'yesh rishus l'nizik l'kanis l'sham. If the nizik, the one who got killed, had permission to be there, goyla, he goes to Golos because he shouldn't have thrown it. Shnei maravasher yavai yisrael bayar. It says you came upon your friend in a forest. What do we learn from there? Ma'yar rishus l'nizik l'mazik l'kanis l'sham. This teaches me that a forest is a place where both the mazik and the nizik have permission to be there. Yatza chatzar be balabayis. This excludes the property of the balabayis. She'en mishus the nizik ula mazik. L'kanis l'sham, that only the mazik is allowed to be there. The nizik has no right to be there. And therefore you do not go to Golos. Abishol Eimer. Abishol says different drasha. Machatav eseitzim rishus. What does the pasuk say? He was chopping wood and he killed someone. What does it mean, chopping wood? Chopping wood is where you're doing it for your own purposes. Yatza hamaka es ha'av hamakas benoi. This excludes a father who's hitting his son, but Rava roides talmidei, or a rebbe hitting his talmid, ushliach bezdin, or if bezdin is giving someone malchus and the person dies. In all these cases, since it's a mitzvah, so therefore there's no galus. It's only where a person is doing it bederach rishus. He's doing chopping wood for a fire. He's chopping wood for his own purposes. That's when you go to galus. But if you're chopping it for a mitzvah, You do not go to Galus. Have a good day.